Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen style sub and turning it into something a lot more dangerous than a normal bass line. We are building a bass part that feels alive, ragga tinged, and ready to react to the drums inside Ableton Live 12, right in the arrangement view. The big idea here is simple. The sub should not just sit there and follow the roots. In Jungle and Dark Ragga DNB, the bass is part of the conversation. It answers the break, leaves space for the snare, opens up at the end of phrases, and then pulls back again so the drop keeps breathing. If you get this right, the low end feels massive in mono, but still has enough motion and attitude to keep the whole tune moving. So let's build it from the ground up. Start with a MIDI track and load operator. You can use Waveatable too, but operator is perfect when you want a clean, solid sub foundation. Initialize the preset so we're starting from zero, then set oscillator to assign wave. Keep it mono, and if you want slides between notes, turn on glide or portamento. That little bit of glide can be the difference between a plain root note and something that feels like it's actually speaking. For the amp envelope, keep it tight and practical. You want a fast attack, almost immediate. A short decay if the notes are clipped. A sustain that makes sense for the note length. And a release that's short enough to stay controlled, but not so short that the bass feels choked. The goal is a sub that hits cleanly and disappears cleanly, so the break has room to breathe. Now write a very simple phrase. This is important. Simple does not mean weak. In fast DNB, too many bass notes can blur the groove and make the low end smaller. Try a root note on beat 1, maybe a short pickup before beat 3, and then a tail note or a glide at the end of the bar. Think in phrases, not just loops. In a minor, you might stay around A1, C2, and D2, with the occasional fifth or octave for variation. Here's the reason this works. The Amen is already busy. It's full of movement, transience, and attitude. If the sub tries to compete with that, everything gets muddy. If the sub leaves space, every hit feels heavier. That space is part of the groove. Next, let's make the bass interact with the Amen rhythmically. This is where the arrangement starts to feel alive. You can use a gate after operator if you want the sub to pulse with the drum pattern. Auto pan can also work really well here if you set the phase to 0 degrees, because then it behaves more like tremolo than stereo panning. But honestly, one of the strongest tools is just volume automation directly in the MIDI clip or arrangement view. That gives you precise control over exactly where the bass ducks, breathes, or opens up. A good starting point is to keep the first 8 bars of the drop pretty restrained. Let the break establish the energy. Then in bars 9 through 16, open the bass a little more and let it answer the drums more obviously. That progression keeps the section from feeling static. Now the real character comes from the upper harmonic layer. The sub itself should stay clean. The chaos lives above it. Duplicate the track or create a second bass layer using Waveatable. For this layer, use a saw or square-based source for the main tone. Then blend in a sine or triangle if you need more body. Put a low-pass or band-pass filter on it, and add a little drive. You do not want this layer to take over the bottom end. You want it to give the bass a voice. Start with the filter cutoff somewhere around the low midrange, then add a bit of resonance. Use an LFO or envelope to move the filter subtly. A slow 1/4 rate or a dotted eighth can work nicely if you want that vocal, talking kind of wobble. Keep it restrained at first. Ragga character is not about constant movement. It's about movement that feels intentional, like the bass is answering the drums or a vocal sample. This is where I want to give you a useful teacher note. If you're trying to make a slide feel stronger, check note timing and glide behavior before you reach for heavier distortion. A convincing glide often comes more from how the notes are placed than from how aggressively you process them. Tightening matters a lot in DNB. Now, once the bass pattern is feeling good, resample it. This is one of the most powerful advanced moves you can make in arrangement mode. Don't rely on live modulation forever if the phrase needs to feel deliberate. Route the bass to a new audio track, set it to resample, and record 8 or 16 bars of the movement. Once it's audio, you can edit it like a performance. Cut out sections that clash with fills. Consolidate the strongest moments. Reverse tiny bits for transitions. If you want a more chopped up arrangement feeling, drop the resampled audio into simpler and slice it up. Keep the sub separate if possible, and use the resampled layer for the attitude, the texture, and the phrase-specific motion. This is a big part of what makes rag-infused DNB feel hand-built. You're not just looping a bass patch. You're capturing motion and turning it into arrangement material. Now let's lock the bass to the drums properly. In this style, the low end has to breathe with the kick, snare, and break. Put a compressor on the bass group and sidechain it from the kick, or from the drum bus if needed. Keep the settings moderate. You're not trying to crush the bass. You just want a little movement so the drum transient stay clear. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually plenty. Attack should be quick enough to stay tight, but not so fast that it kills the body of the note. Release should let the groove recover naturally. You're aiming for just a few dB of gain reduction on the strong hits. If you can, split the bass into two lanes. One lane is your sub. Mono, clean, stable, minimal processing. The other lane is your character layer, distortion, filter motion. Maybe some width above the low range, but nothing that threatens the fundamental. An audio effect rack with a frequency split is perfect for this. Keep everything under roughly 100 to 120 Hz centered and controlled, and give the higher content permission to get dirty. For grit, use saturator, roar, or even pedal if you want a rougher edge, but keep the distortion mostly on the upper layer. The sub needs to remain stable. If you distort the actual fundamental too hard, the bass loses weight and starts fighting the kick. Add just enough drive to create harmonics, then trim the output so the level stays honest. If the bass starts clouding up the mix, use EQ8 to clean it up. Low-mid buildup around 200 to 400 Hz is a common problem, especially when the amen is already full of snare and break texture. If the distortion gets fizzy, tame the high-mids a little too. The point is not to make it cleaner than life. The point is to keep it readable. Now let's make it evolve across the arrangement. This is where the advanced part really matters. Think in 8-bar blocks. In the first 8 bars, keep things stripped down. Root heavy, minimal movement, just enough modulation to keep it interesting. In the second 8, bring in more filter opening, maybe 1 or 2 extra response notes. In the third 8, increase the mod depth or add a slide into the end of the phrase. And in the final 8, push the tension, then strip it back so the next section can hit harder. A great trick is to automate bass movement in response to the drum fills. Open the filter when the amen leaves space. Close it back down when the snare or fill lands. Add a short lift to the upper layer at the end of every fourth bar. That's the kind of detail that makes the bass feel like it's conversing with the break. And do not underestimate the power of silence. One bar of bass mute before a new variation can make the return feel enormous. In DNB, absence is part of the drop energy. For switch-ups, you do not need to rewrite the whole line. In fact, it's better if you don't. Change one note at the end of a phrase. Add a short slide into the downbeat. Replace a sustained note with two shorter syncopated hits. Or speed up the filter modulation for the last two bars of a section. Those small changes are enough to make the arrangement feel like it's evolving without losing the identity of the groove. If you want the bass to feel more ragga, the mid-range layer has to have phrasing. That means it should sound like it's replying to something. A talking bass effect comes from motion, not just tone. If there's a vocal sample in the tune, even better. Let the bass answer the last syllable with a short slide or growl. That call and response energy is classic. Another important point. Keep checking your low end in mono. This is non-negotiable. Anything below about 100 to 120 Hz should stay effectively mono. Use utility if you need to tighten the width on the sub chain. Check kick and sub together. Then add the amen. Then add the upper layer. If something disappears in mono, that's a technical issue, not a vibe. Reduce stereo processing, simplify the patch, or lower the resonance until the bass stays solid. A good habit is to audition the section at low volume too. If the bass still reads clearly when quiet, the movement is probably strong enough. If it only feels exciting because it's loud, the arrangement may be relying too much on brute force. Here's a quick way to think about the whole system. The amen and the sub should act like one rhythm section. If the drum edit gets more frantic, the bass often needs to get simpler for a bar, not more complex. That contrast is what keeps the groove heavy. Also, shorter notes can create more energy than more notes. In fast DNB, note length is a musical parameter, not just a technical detail. If you want to push this further, try a three-layer bass system, a pure mono sub, a filtered body layer, and a very filtered trash or top layer that gets automated more aggressively. That gives you much more arrangement control than one all-in-one bass patch. You can bring the top layer in for tension, mute it for impact, and make the return feel huge. So, to recap the workflow, build a clean sine-based sub and operator. Keep it simple and mono. Add a separate character layer with filter motion and controlled saturation. Shape it around the amen with timing, sidechain, and space. Resample the movement into audio so the arrangement feels intentional. Automate the filter, saturation, and mutes across 8-bar phrases. And always check mono translation, so the low end stays powerful on any system. Now for a quick homework challenge. Build a 24-bar jungle or dark raga drop using one clean sub patch and one character layer only. Limit the sub to no more than 4 different MIDI notes across the whole section. Create at least 3 distinct phrase variations using automation, note length, or resampled edits. Include one bass mute, one glide moment, one filter lift, and one resampled audio edit. Make each 8-bar block feel different. Restrained first, more movement second, highest tension third. Then export a mono check and compare it to the stereo version.